Okay, today we're learning Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're already into Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. We are at the two dots. So the Mishnah said that the payment that you get for working with Yayin Nesach is Asr Bana. So the Gemara discusses, what about Yayin of a guy that you don't know if he was Menasech? Stam Yainam. Iboilu, Scharul Stam Yainam. If he hires you to work with Stam Yainam, Mahu. What's the din? Is that payment that you get going to be Asr Mutter? Do we say that since Stam Yainam is treated as Chamer, or as Yayin Nesach, in that it's Asr Ba'anah, so Scharo Nami Asr. So the payment that you get should also be Asr. Adil Mahov Tumaso Kil, or do we say that the Tumah of Stam Yainim is more Kal than the Tumah of Yayin Nesach, because Yayin Nesach is Metame Kemes, and is Metame even in the amount of a Kazayis, where Stam Yainim is only Metame like a drink that became Tame from a Sheretz, and is Metame only in a Revius. So Af Scharo Nami Kil, maybe when it comes to the Hanah, from the Ischar, the Chum are more Mekel B'Stam Yainim than they are by other Yayin Nesach, and they don't ask Rippa Hanah. So Tashema, the Gemara tries to be poshet to Suffolk from the following. Now, who gavra? There was a guy, the Agar Arbe L'Stam Yainim, that rented out his boat to transport Stam Yainim. Yavale Chiti Ba'agra, and they paid him with wheat as payment for renting out his boat. Also, the Kameder of Chista, so the Maskir came to Rav Chista to ask if he's allowed to benefit for the wheat, from the wheat that he got for renting out his boat to transport Yayin Nesach. So Amalei, Rav Chista said to him, Zil Kalinu V'Kavrinu Pekavri, go burn them and bury them in the Beis HaKvaros, meaning, sorry, you can't get any enough from that wheat. V'Lemeli Batrinu, whoa. Burn them and bury them? Why not just tell them to scatter them, you know, just throw them in the wind? So asubu de takala, because there's a chashash that if he does that, people are going to get hana from them. They'll find them, they'll gather them, they'll get hana from it. Okay, so so burn it and scatter it in the wind. Instead of burning it and burying it, so dumlam is abilibuhu, because we're afraid if you burn it and scatter it in the wind, it's still going to serve as fertilizer for people's fields. Okay, so just bury it. What do you need to burn it for? Milo Tanya, then after all, didn't we learn in a brisa about those objects that the Beis Din used to kill people with when someone was chayv misa? Echod even sheniskalba, whether it's the stone that performed skila, vechod eitz shenitlalav, or it's the gallows that hanged the person, vechod saif shenaragbo, or the sword that beheaded a person, vechod sudar shenechnechbo, or the cloth that choked a person, kulam nikbarim yimo, they all get buried with it, and we don't require burning it before burying it with them. So here also, this wheat that he got for payment for renting out his boat to transport Yayin Nesach, let him just bury it. Why does he have to burn it first? No, because over there, since it's buried in the Beis Din cemetery, everyone's going to know what this is and that it's Asr Ba'anah. But if other people find wheat that has no identifying features on it, that are just buried in the ground, they're going to assume, oh, this must have been stolen property many years ago, or whenever it was stolen property, and the Ganav didn't know what to do, so he just hid it underground. They're not going to realize that this was payment for renting out a boat to transport Yayin Nesach, and is actually Asr Ba'anah, and they're going to come to use that wheat. So that's the problem. Okay, so the main point over here is that even payment that one gets for working with Stam Yainam, he has to, is Asr Ba'anah. And then main point number two, that payment has to be both burnt and buried. Burning alone is not enough because it will fertilize fields. Burying alone is not enough because someone might find it. So it has to be burnt and buried. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses what's exchanged for Shemitah produce and what's exchanged to pay Esnan, to pay a Zona. So the Gemara is going to go back to discuss paying workers for Yayin Nesach. So the Bei Rabbi Yanai, Yasvi Perishvius, they borrowed Perishvius Me'aniyim from poor people before the Zman Abir, Uparluhu Bashminis, and they paid them back during the eighth year. So the Aniyim ate what was in exchange for Perishvius after the Bior, because someone who's Machlev Perishvius for another Pri, the Kedusha Shvius goes on to that other Pri. And if the Zman Abir passes for the first Pri, you're not allowed to eat even the second Pri. So Asu Amrle L'Rabbi Yochanan, they went and they told this to Rabbi Yochanan in order to know if it was okay. Amrlehu Rabbi Yochanan said, Yo'usein Avdin, they're doing correct. There's no Isser in doing such a thing, because the Peros of the Shemitah here were already, and they're no longer around at the time that you're paying them back with the 8th year produce, and therefore the Tmura is not considered to be Chalife Peros Shvius, and Chedusha Shvius is not Chal on it. U'kenegdan be'esnon mutter. And if you have a similar case by Esnon, it's going to be mutter. Someone has to give a tle, an animal, for payment to a prostitute, but he gives it to her after he's already boel her. That animal does not become asr l'mizbeach, because the esnan only becomes asr when it's given as payment for the bia, when it's already in her hand at the time of the bia. But over here, at the time that he was boel her, the tle was not yet in her control, it was not yet in her hand. And only afterwards, when he gave her the tle, it's a matana bialma. It's not considered esnan at all. Ditanya, like we have a brisa. Nasan lavalo ba'aleha. A man gives a woman a tle, and he's not boel her. Or ba'aleha v'lo nasanla. He was boel her before he gave her the tle. Esnana mutter. The esnana is going to be mutter. Nasanla v'lo ba'aleha. Pshita. Well, if he gave it to her and he wasn't boel her, of course it's going to be mutter. Kivin de lo ba'aleha. Matana be'alma hu di'avila. If he hasn't been boel her, it's obviously just a gift. It's not esnana at all. Vesu ba'aleha v'lo nasanla. If he's boel her and he hasn't given it to her, halo yavlov lamidi. There's nothing that he gave to her. If he gave it to lo nasanla, my esnana mutter. What do you mean the esnana is mutter? He didn't give her anything. Now, clearly what we mean to say is as follows. Nasanla v'achar kach ba'aleha. O ba'aleha v'achar kach nasanla. Esnana mutter. That if he doesn't do it at the same time, he gives her the animal and then is boel her, or he's boel her and then he gives her the animal, it's going to be mutter. Because at the time of the bia, she does not yet have the tle. So there is no din of esnan. So I ask the Gemara, wait. If he gives it to her first and then he's boel her, when he is boel her, let Isser Esnan Lamafreya. Why don't we say that Lamafreya, that animal, now becomes Esnan? It's because it's no longer around. She already brought it as a carbon, let's say, before she ever had the bia. If at the time that he gave her the animal, he said, you should be con it right away, Pshita Deshari, then of course it's mutter, even if she didn't bring it as a carbon beforehand. Because it wasn't around at the Shas Bia, so it was obviously just as a status of Matana. And if the case is that when he gave her the Tle, he never told her that it should be hers right away, and he meant that the Kinyan should only be Chal at the time that they have Bia, well then, Hechi Matzi Makrava, how is she allowed to be Makdish and Makrav that Tle as a carbon, the ish kiyakdish as beso kodesh amar rachmana. What does a person have the capacity to be makdish? That which is beso ma beso birishuso av kol birishuso. Just like his house is birishuso, it belongs to him. He can only be makdish that which belongs to him. So how on earth was this woman able to bring this animal as a carbon if it doesn't belong to her until the shasbia? Ella da amala lahave gabech ad shasbia. He said to her, take this tle, let it be by you until the shasbia, and from that time you will be kona it. But if you need it, like you need to bring a carbon, let it already be yours right now. And the chiddush is that even though lechachila he doesn't want to give it to her right now until the shasbia, we don't say that it was given to her as schar bia and it's automatically esnan. Rather, since she needs it before and she brings it as a carbon, so we assume the guy who's giving it is telling her lemafreya that tle is going to be kanoi la from the time of nesina, and it's not considered a esnan. It's considered a matnas chinam, and therefore it's mutar ba'akrava. So main point over here, if a man post-pays the Esnan Zona, he post-pays the Esnan Zona, it does not take on the status of Esnan Zona, just like, and this is why you connect to Taurus Sugya, post-paying Shemitah for Shemitah produce. You pay after the original Shemitah produce is all gone, it does not take on the status of Kedusha Shvius. If a man prepays Esnan Zona, so if he's really makne it to her in advance, it also does not take on the status of Esnan. It's only if he gives it to her in advance, and the kinyan is only chal at the shasbia, only then does it have the status of Esnan Zona. Okay, we will stop over there, and Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will pick up on Taf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph.